There is one undeniable fact from last night. North Dakota should not have won that hockey game, at least not when they did. North Dakota was offside in that 3-on-3 overtime. Nobody in Bemidji State Green saw it. There was no challenge. The game ended with North Dakota in a dogpile in the corner of the rink, happy to come away with a victory over their non-conference foes from down Highway 2. The game should not have been over. There's no denying that.
When there's 10 guys in the ice, it's really easy. Players will notice it. But it's hard to notice it, obviously, unless you can see it up top. Obviously, we couldn't tell up top, so we didn't challenge it. And but the bottom line was, again, you hope that the linesman makes that play.
Pushes it down into the right side circle. No give and go. Blake gets it back, carries to the corner. Pushes up to the middle. Carrying it in is Livanovich with a shot on a rebound. North Dakota scores 50 seconds into overtime, and the Beavers never had the puck.
Bemidji State has to forget about the offside goal. Bemidji State has to forget about everything from last night. Just get back to work today. Now, for all we know, North Dakota could have won the faceoff had the offsides been called, gone in and scored right away. Game still would have been over. But I think all Beaver fans would have a better taste in their mouth if that was the case. Not the what if. The what if that goal had been waved off. With the exception of two goals scored on the rush, Bemidji State defended North Dakota very, very well last night. It's a lot easier when you're playing with a lead. Something the Beavers' Casper Magnuson made sure happened.
Casper Magnuson lost it. North Dakota right back into the offensive zone between the circles. Beavers tap it right back out to center ice. As for Leighton Road. Road comes walking in between the circles, chops at the puck and scores! A minute 19 into the game. Bemidji State's first crack at offense, and Bemidji State leads it 1-0.
Jackson Jennings scored the fifth and the seventh goal for the Beavers last Saturday night in Mankato. He gave the Beavers some insurance again last night, late in the first.
Jennings behind his own net, leaves it there for Will Magnuson. Now Loaf standing amongst all the discarded sticks over in the corner. Beavers bring it into the offensive zone, should score! Left side circle just beat Pearson clean, and Bemidji State goes up 2-0. The goal there by Jackson Jennings.
Unfortunately, Jennings went down later in the game. He's going to miss some time. That's a big loss for the Beavers tonight. Regardless of what happened last night and how that game ended, Bemidji State just needs to get back to work today. Going to work, a staple of what this Beaver program is all about. Had the offsides been called last night, who knows? Maybe North Dakota still would have won the game, but maybe, just maybe, Bemidji State would have scored. We'll never find out. The team's ready to get back to work. I'm ready to get back to work. Your job for the next 2.5 hours, cheer like crazy. Game 2, Beavers and the Fighting Hawks from the Ralph, here on the Beaver Radio Network.